You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, December 8th, 2016, week 182 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since I got it right, we're going to pat myself on the back a little bit right there. Got it right. First try.
Well, it took 3 days, but worked out.
I slipped up one time and now I'm back. Yeah, it's Thursday, which means we're going to crown the equivalent of like a Nobel Peace Prize, I think.
It's on that level, definitely.
I had a chance to meet Anna Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal has always been, if I meet any of America's sweethearts, to mention it to them. Like, oh, you were America's sweetheart for a week.
And then they will
and they'll be like,
act
what?
Like you're a crazy person and will...
And they're like, you mean I'm not always America's sweetheart?
Why am I not it every week?
Yeah. So I wanted to do that. Because like Jeff Goldblum plays jazz in this club.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it'd be interesting to go to that club and...
Tell me.
Talk to him and be like, you know, you're America's sweetheart.
I'm glad that's not like influencing your America's sweetheart choices because you think you might run into them.
Oh, I know I'm going to run into George Clooney. You're telling me and Woody Harrelson aren't running around in the same circles?
I don't think that's happening.
Why did I put Woody Harrelson last week?
Because you watched a movie with Woody Harrelson in it, Edge of 17.
Yes.
And he was in that movie.
Yes.
And I could not guess him after all the Hunger Games clues.
Yeah. Okay. So it's time to crown America's sweetheart once again. Are you ready?
I'm ready, as I will be.
This person began a career at Bear Stearns on Wall Street in the 1980s. They then quit and even considered becoming a New York City fire person.
Fire person. fire person. You mean like an arsonist?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting career choice, but they didn't choose to do that. I'm going to need another.
Their father was French, Canadian, German, and Italian ancestry, or has a French, Canadian, German, and Italian ancestry, and their mother was from a Jewish family.
Don't know.
Attended Queens College, City University of New York, but dropped out.
TJ Miller?
No. I think TJ Miller's already been America's sweetheart.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh. From what?
Deadpool?
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably.
Attended and graduated from, and TJ Miller's from Denver.
Denver! Oh.
Yeah!
Denver! You didn't say where he's from. You said college, right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, my next clue kind of goes away. Attended and graduated from the Bronx High School of Science in 1984. That's what I was saying. It doesn't give away who the person is.
Yeah.
You have to realize the trivia on this person sucks.
Okay, so they got to be 50.
I wonder if you'll get this next one.
Do the next one.
Says he considered renaming Cowboys and Aliens when audiences initially laughed at the trailer, thinking it was a parody.
It is Mr. Jon Favreau.
It is Mr. Jon Favreau.
He directed that movie.
Yeah, I didn't know if you knew that or
not. I did know that, yeah. One of the low lights of Jon Favreau. But yeah. I still, it's okay. Like, there's just problems with that movie, but I don't.
Let me give you some more hints. Wrote the script for Swingers on computer.
Wait, you're software. Still giving me hints?
Yeah, like just facts. These are the facts that...
Just give me more facts.
Yeah.
I don't think they're hints anymore.
No. But these are the giveaway ones that I didn't put because they were giveaway.
Directed Iron Man.
Yeah. Wrote script for Swingers on computer software given to him by his father. Met close friend and on-screen partner Vince Vaughn when both secured supporting roles in Rudy.
They were.
And is the first person to appear in a Marvel comic film adaptation as well as direct one. And is also the first person to play two unrelated Marvel characters, with Favreau portraying the Iron Man character Happy Hogan in Iron Man 1 and 2, and Foggy Nelson in Daredevil from 2003.
Oh, yeah, he was Foggy. Is he... what directors are in the MCU? Because I know Russo, one of the Russos, was like a dead or something.
Yeah. I think both of them were.
Yeah, they may be the only three.
I think James Gunn might have been a cameo.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if that was the case. If he was. Anyway.
So, you can kind of guess how old he is.
Yeah, he's going to be like 51.
50. Oh, wait, sorry. His name is Jonathan Coyla or Kalia Favre. How old is he?
52 years old.
Wrong. He's 50.
I should have 50, guess. His height, though.
1 second. Let me look that up.
I think he's got to be...
in between, like, relative to us.
Yeah.
Where is he standing? Between us?
I'm trying to think next to one of us? He's taller than Robert Downey. He's very... he's got to be similar to him. Taller. So I think Robert Downey's
holy
like
5'8
or 5'9.
You want to know how tall Vince Vaughn is?
Oh, he's like 6'3.
6'5.
6'5? Oh my gosh.
Man, it's a giant.
That is so tall. All right, I'm going to go with Favreau is 5'10. He's between the five, right? Right between.
But no, you're wrong. He's 6 foot.
He's 6 foot?
He is in front of me or behind me.
Man. When I'm picturing him next to Robert Downey Jr., he doesn't look like that much taller. But I guess he's taller.
When he's walking on the beach. Wait, what is that quote?
How's walking it go? On the beach.
If like he would only see one set of footsteps because he's always carrying me.
I don't know what you're referring to it at
I think
all.
It's a quote. I think it's like a phrase. It's like like, I'm always there with you, or you're always, it's like about Jesus or something, like you're walking
don't,
on the beach
don't know
with that. Jesus, and mm-hmm. you look down and you see one set of footsteps, and those are Jesus's footsteps because he's the one who's always carrying you.
I don't know this reference.
Look it up. Like, we sound like a crazy person.
You should look it up, or I'm sounding stupid because everyone knows the reference and I don't.
Oh, it's a song. Oh,
okay.
Oh, it's a poem.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this poem?
Yes. Is it long? I might not be ready for
it. It's not that long. It fits on my phone almost.
Okay.
One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand and I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and I will never leave you. Never, ever during your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you."
Huh. Whose poem is that? I've never heard that.
You've never heard that?
No. No.
Disputed?
Anonymous? Where did you come across that poem?
Where did I come across it? I thought it was a very famous poem.
Maybe it is. I've just never heard it.
Ask your mom.
I will. Maybe she knows it.
I guarantee. I would be willing to bet my life that your mom knows that poem.
Maybe. I don't know.
Then again, I know a lot of things that apparently.
Yeah, you just know things. So.
I drink and I know things. I'm like.
Exactly.
Like a goddamn Lannister. Yeah, because I thought it was also in like a song where it's like, "Do not walk in front of me, for I will not follow. Do not walk beside me," or something like that.
I think that that's different words than what you just said before, though.
I'm going to find that quote. So these are all footprint quotes.
Footprint quotes.
Okay. Do not walk behind me, I may not lead. Do not walk in front of me, I may not follow. Walk beside me and just be my friend. A little different.
I think so.
Oh, it's a, that one's Jewish.
I didn't know there were so many poems about footprints. And...
footprint poems. You ever hear about like Jay-Z? Not Jay-Z. Dr. Dre and what's his name?
Snoop Dogg?
No, it was... They're walking together on the beach. What was it? Jimmy Iovine. He's like the founder. He's the head of Interscope Records now.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a record producer for Tom Petty and stuff. He like snuck his way into the producing.
Mm-hmm.
So him and Jimmy Iovine were hanging out, walking on the beach, and Dr. Dre goes to Jimmy Iovine. I probably told you the story before, and you probably just forgot about it.
Because it sounds,
shows you our friendship.
It does kind of sound familiar, though.
And they're like, man, like this is when Dr. Dre didn't have that much money. And he's like, man, like my record label came to me and said, like, hey, we need you to endorse these sneakers. He's like, they want me to endorse sneakers, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Jimmy Iovine, like, uses his foot and writes in the sand, sneakers. He's like, it's not about sneakers. It's about, turns the N into a P, speaker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did, you definitely.
And that's when
this.
Beats by Dre.
Yeah,
that's like how Beats by Dre came to be.
Yeah, once you say the speakers.
Yeah.
That's... You definitely told me that before.
Okay.
It's so weird, though.
It's such a weird story.
Like, it sounds like he was definitely like high or something when he said it. He's like, oh, whoa, sneaker. It rhymes with speakers. That's what we should.
Well, because like every rapper has sneakers. Like the game had sneakers. Don't Hurricanes don't just call them a shoe. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's craziness. So yeah, Jon Favreau.
Yeah. So happy.
You're so happy.
I love me some
happy.
John. I love me some Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just always said, I like all the stuff.
All of it?
Yes.
Cowboys and Aliens.
Stuff that I've seen. I think it's fine. It's not great.
Harrison Ford. You got
Harrison
Ford, Daniel Craig.
Yeah, Olivia Wilde.
Great cast.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's just it didn't. It's a weird concept.
It's like, yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's just like aliens invade and they're cowboys. And like
Westworld.
How are cowboys really going to defeat aliens?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no real way for them to do it.
Well, because they're not just aliens. Like, Daniel Craig, he has, like, that wrist thing, right?
Yeah, he has, like, the wrist thing, the aliens attached to him. I can't quite remember all the details.
I thought I assumed he found it.
Like, I think he did find it, but he like, put it on and attached
yeah,
to
like,
him.
Attached to him, and he couldn't take it off.
Yeah.
Like, in The Mummy.
Yeah, exactly. So
the Mummy Returns.
They ripped off The Mummy Returns.
Jon Favreau was just...
Oh, we should have watched... Oh, I didn't see the trailer.
Oh, you didn't see the trailer for that?
No.
We can do that live. We'll do it old school.
Yeah, let's
but
watch.
This Week in Movies and the Now,
mm-hmm.
Office Christmas Party,
yes.
Starring TJ Miller, Jason Bateman, Jennifer Aniston, Olivia Munn, that one lady from Workaholics. So many people are in this movie,
yeah.
It seems.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, they have to woo a client. Jennifer Aniston's like the older sister to TJ Miller, and they have to woo this client or else the division is going to get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to... Oh, Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
And they throw a crazy Christmas party to woo the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And crazy stuff looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it looks like they picked a good week because like no other movies are coming out this week.
La La Land.
Oh, is that coming
it's
out?
Limited release on limited Thursday. Release. Today.
Got it.
Friday's going to be exciting because I'm going to be like, how do you feel about recording every day?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. We still have one more day to record.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's do it live.
Let's kick it old school.
It'd help if I had Safari open.
Yeah,
I mean...
I think I saw like a teaser, but I didn't see the trailer.
Yeah, the full trailer was... Came out 4 days ago. And it's just...
Got some Universal.
2.5 minutes long. Very reminiscent of Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, this is very Dark Knight Returns right here. Alicia Vikander? Right?
Maybe? Yeah, and Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Doing Tom Cruise-like stuff. Like sitting.
Yeah, it's very like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Like, it becomes more Mission Impossible.
It's almost like it...
It is Mission Impossible.
It's almost like because it's Tom Cruise, it's become a Tom Cruise movie, and that it would be a totally different movie if he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
And this is modern times?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
I think so.
Oh, interesting. Wouldn't have guessed that. Is that bats?
I think they're birds.
Is that bats? Dracula? Are you sure? Whoa, zero gravity.
Yeah, they actually flew it in the Vomit Comet.
Whoa.
They filmed that scene.
He doesn't hold on to this plane in real life, does he? Whoa.
As if he'd be able to hear her say that.
Yeah, you so never hear
when you listen to these points. Screams, it sounds like Charlie from...
That is a funny scream.
Sounds like Charlie from It's Always Sunny, is what I was going to say. They're just perfect.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm still unsure of, like, what's happening. Or... I don't know how this is building a universe. I'm so confused. Is Tom Cruise in the other movies? Because he's not the mummy.
This is crazy.
She's the mummy. Whoa. The swimming part? That's Mission Impossible?
The bus?
All these parts are just parts from Mission Impossible. That's Dr.
Russell Crowe.
Is that a spoiler? That he's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Who?
Russell Crowe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. He's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
In real life, too. Like the only,
that's how he walks around.
The only way it would be a better casting is if they got Mel Gibson or something. Like
yeah.
Someone with known rage issues.
Exactly.
Because like Russell Crowe, remember that time he beat the crap out of someone with a phone?
Mm-hmm. It's those British, Australian?
Yeah.
They snap.
Yeah.
So those people in superhero, I don't know, trying to find things they both have in common.
Yeah.
Superman's dad, that, yeah, similar.
Oh, I forgot about that. Christian Bale freaked out too.
Yeah.
But no, he wasn't Gibson, violent. Mel Gibson. Well, he wasn't Batman.
What? No, he wasn't Batman. I was talking about Christian Bale.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think of Mel Gibson. I was thinking Christian Bale the whole time for some reason.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he would have been a good Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde guest.
Oh, yeah, he would, actually. I think he could do it.
That's too much like American Psycho, though.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, so that was our first segment of trailer talk. Let's talk about that trailer.
Yeah.
How much like Mission Impossible is it? You've seen, it you're
looked
a big
a
fan
lot,
of
like
Mission Impossible.
All the action is very Mission Impossible.
Swimming, and then the bus on the side, and he like tumbles
yeah,
through.
Yeah, the whole plane sequence.
The plane sequence.
It's just all that. But I don't know.
Has Mel Gibson ever woken up on an autopsy table in Mission Impossible?
I haven't seen them all, so I don't know. I'm not the biggest. I know like the three newest ones I know, the three oldest ones I know. I don't know how many there are, but I haven't seen like
sounds
the first
right.
two. I think I've seen three, four.
Oddly enough, five. I have seen the first two.
Oh, see, we're complete. Yeah. Was he on a table in the first two?
I don't remember.
We complete our Mission Impossible collection.
Yeah.
But I don't think he does, as far as I know.
Okay, let's talk about the Belko experiment.
Yes, this movie looks cool.
That trailer finally came out.
Yeah.
Looks crazy.
Yeah.
Because they have, it's like Battle Royale. Because in Battle Royale, they have the exploding collars. And this one, they have like implants in their brains.
Yeah.
Would you ever accept a job that required an implant in your brain?
No.
What if I paid you $15 million a year?
Oh.
And you have to YouTube your junk.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
You have to do both of those?
There's always a price, I guess.
Yeah, for that much money.
Yeah.
Well, because
I doubt
premise,
they're paying those people well.
No, because the premise, though, is that you don't know there's a bomb in your head.
Yeah. Well, they find out in the trailer.
Yeah, they find out. But, like, I mean, when you're applying for the job, I wouldn't be like, hey, can I put a bomb in your head?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, we're going to put this tracker because we need to know where you are at all times so we can pay you when you're in the office and stuff.
Would
premise it nicely.
I'd be like, can you give me a card? I'll carry a card around. I don't need a tracker in my head. Put it on my phone.
No.
Okay. I won't work here.
Okay.
All right.
Security.
These people are doing shady things, I would say.
Yeah, so this movie looks cool. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, another James
Gunn
movie.
Ooh, yeah.
This movie looks great.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So much fun. I love James Gunn approach. He's trying to not give stuff away. That's what he said. He's trying to. He agonizes. It seems like he's agonizes over making these trailers.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to give stuff away.
I forgot what. I think Doctor Strange, like the third trailer, apparently gave away some stuff.
Did it?
I didn't see it.
I think when I get like close enough to a movie, I like stop.
Yeah.
Like there's a ton of Rogue One stuff. I'm not seeing any of it or watching any. There's like a bunch of Rogue One stuff coming.
Yeah, like one was during like Monday Night Football, I think.
Probably. And I'm like,
what is it doing on here?
It's like exactly.
It's like NBC or something. I'm like, what's how's well, it?
ESPN.
So oh no, it was on NBC. I saw that they got exclusive first look at this trailer.
There's a lot of Rogue One stuff out there that I'm like, I will stay away from you.
Yeah.
Because the movie's so close, why bombard myself with stuff?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, Guardians, who knows the story? I don't know. That's good. I have no idea.
Yeah.
All the new characters are not really showing any, except they showed Mantis for like a second. But like no Yondu, no Nebula, no Ego, the living planet.
Mm-hmm.
None of that stuff. So,
no Sylvester Stallone.
No Stallone, yeah.
Which I didn't even know he was officially in the movie. Like I read he was officially.
I thought
officially...
it was like a rumor.
Yeah, it was like a rumor, and then like I saw an article the other day. It's like, we know who he is now.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And then I clicked on the article, and I was like, this is so much text for something that could be answered in like one sentence.
Yeah, exactly. And they did a whole story on this. It was unnecessary.
Yeah, I was like, why are they... I think that should be the end of... They should stop doing that.
What?
Like, if they're like, we know who Kurt Russell's role is in Guardians of the Galaxy 2...
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a long article about it. It should just be like, Ego, the living planet.
That's true. But people love to, like, write stuff. They love to just keep going on and on.
That's why I'm never a writer.
But what if, like, we did this podcast and we just said the news, we said, with no reaction to it, like, Spider-Man is Marvel news.
Some backwards, or some, like, backstory information is fine, but don't put it on Front Street, I don't want to have to search
for
it.
That should be the first sentence.
Is Ego the Living Planet? And then you can be like, so Ego the Living Planet was introduced in this issue.
Yeah, exactly. You got to start me off with that, and then I'll go trail off and do whatever, and I'll follow if I want.
Yeah, but I'm just like, a lot of times, I don't have to keep on hunting, because they assume I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's true. You're like, see, there's this movie, it's coming out, it's Guardians of the Galaxy, they had a first one.
It was a huge hit.
It's part of Marvel Studios, very unknown characters, they got a
Chris Pratt.
Talking raccoon, but he's not really a raccoon.
Vin Diesel voices a tree.
And he also voices a tree when he's Baby Groot, even though it's a higher pitch voice, and they just mess with his voice.
I don't know how they did it, because they said they weren't going to use electronics to do it.
Yes, and it doesn't sound like Vin Diesel at all, so I'm confused. And Vin Diesel keeps talking. He's like, there's a Rocket and Groot spinoff after Infinity Wars.
Wait, that's next week's news, bro.
I know, but that's not really... Sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert for next week. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why he's saying all this stuff. He's like, if James
but he's also like, I'm Black Bolt, but not really, but am. But now he's like, it's to TV, so I'm not.
He's like, yeah, I can't.
So I think he just does talk. He likes to talk.
And then he's like, watch Furious 8.
Yeah.
Because apparently that trailer just came out where they're like,
oh, did it?
Well, it's not really. It's just like the whole cast being like, watch this movie.
Oh.
Don't forget that this movie's coming out.
This exists too. It's not like there's way more awesome movies coming out 2017.
I forgot what movie it was. I saw like one of the first trailers for a movie,
mm-hmm.
and it was so weird. It was the director walking around with the camera, interviewing people in the movie.
Yeah,
like the actors, and talking to them about how excited they are to be in this movie.
Yeah,
I think it was like To Kill a Mockingbird or something.
What?
It was so strange.
Like an old movie?
Yeah, like at least a first
Black
trailer.
And white?
Yeah.
How did you see a trailer for this movie?
There's the internet exists.
But you're watching old trailers for movies that came out like 40 years ago?
Yeah, we watched it in class.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Oh, it was The African Queen. Huh? No, that's not the one I was thinking of.
Huh.
I think it's To Kill a Mockingbird was like a really famous one because it gave behind the... Let me see. Or was it Citizen Kane? I think it might have been Citizen Kane.
Hmm.
Trailer. Yeah, it is. We're going to watch that trailer right now.
Let's do it. So it's like the first trailer release was like a behind the scenes thing. Where,
it wasn't the first one, but it was like a really old one. It was a really famous one.
Yeah. That's weird.
I suppose Citizen Row.
Because I wonder how much behind the scenes stuff they have of like old movies that people actually end up watching. On DVDs of old movies, they have like special features.
Citizen Kane.
There's a mic. There you go. That's how they sell movies. Get all the chorus girls.
Isn't that weird?
It's very weird.
Could you imagine if James Gunn did this for Guardians?
So, Chris Pratt, what's how do you like the movie?
Yeah, I think this Chris Pratt is going somewhere. Like,
like that's the kind of stuff you see like on special features after the movie comes out. Yeah, not like, as an advertisement for the movie. Whoa, I didn't see that.
Why is no one parodying this?
No one knows about it. It's not famous enough.
We need to do something like this.
Wait, is that stuff in the movie? That part?
No.
None of that's in the movie.
No, they're just like the characters they're talking. They're the actors acting as their characters talking about Citizen Kane.
I want to see that now.
You want to see this? This worked?
What?
This trailer worked?
No, I've seen Citizen Kane. I want to see like other movies of the actors acting as their characters talking about other characters.
And I want to be introduced. It's bonkers.
It's bonkers. It's kind of like what Thor did about Civil War, sort of.
Yeah.
Except he wasn't in Civil War.
Yeah.
It'd be like that if he was actually in the movie and just talking about it.
But what if the Russo brothers were like, not appearing in it? Yeah. You only had their voice. Yeah. Excuse me, can I get a microphone? Like,
bring
what
the
is,
mic.
What is going on?
I'm also thinking maybe like, back then, you never saw behind the scenes, so it was just like intriguing to be like, "Whoa!"
You still don't really like. Well, it's more accessible now,
but I think you see still everything after the fact.
Yeah,
you see all those FX reels without the special effects and stuff.
I think we need to do this,
but they don't really talk to the people.
It'd be so confusing.
Yeah,
because you're like, wait, why does this person have a British accent? Why does Spider-Man have a British accent? Spider-Man, you say? this is a menace.
That is it. This is a weird way to advertise, though.
J.K. Simmons. He's a menace. Oh, that Spider-Man, he's so dreamy.
I'm gonna Hannibal marry
Burris.
I'm gonna
marry who's Spider-Man.
I'm just one of those dumb,
is a dumb teacher.
He just keeps saying that. Yeah. I'm just a dumb teacher who doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, so that exists.
Yeah, Citizen Kane, man. That's how they used to advertise back in the day.
That's real trailer talk.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing trailer talk in the trailer.
Yeah.
They're like, they beat us to the punch.
We should do a trailer for this podcast in the style of Citizen Kane.
A trailer for this podcast. Bring in a mic.
Bring in a mic. You just see the microphone all right. Come in.
All right.
So...
we do this podcast.
You might know our voices. We're Drew Patel and Mike Steska.
Like, I don't know how to tell you about the podcast, but my character will tell you about the podcast.
Destiny Pizza? What does Destiny Pizza even mean?
Couldn't even explain to you. Whoa, 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 I'm running too fast at this mirror. Stop. So weird.
Okay. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 looks great. The Circle. This is the new... Emma Watson, Tom Hanks, John Boyega picture.
It's got like three British people in the movie that are using American accent.
Who else is British?
John Boyega and Karen Gillan.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Tom Hanks is America, sweetheart.
That's how good he is. He's his whole life, he's been British. Oh, and he's been pretending.
Heartbreaking.
Sorry, I crushed your hopes and dreams. But no, there's... I thought that was... interesting to me.
Yeah,
but it's basically like they're basically like Google.
Google slash Facebook,
except everyone's opting in to be surveilled, I guess.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Would you do that?
No. I don't think a lot of people would do that. I'm confused.
Well, you're not a big social media guy.
No, not really.
You prefer,
but this seems more like they're watching you to, like, if you're doing crime or something, they're
gonna
stop you.
It's creepy though, because like now, like,
I mean, it's all, isn't that what we're doing already? Except we're not opting into it, and like, it's under the guys, like that camera, like they're watching us, like potentially. I'm just saying, like, when the Facebook, when Mark Zuckerberg puts tape over his laptop, we all know stuff's going on.
Yeah,
just saying.
When like the head of the whatchamacallit, NSA was like, yeah, put tape over your shit.
Exactly.
You know,
it's not a joke anymore. Like, no. it could be a joke, but when you're hearing it, you know it's not. But still looks like an interesting movie. I like all those people. So
yeah. It's weird seeing Emma Watson with like less makeup, more freckles.
Mm-hmm.
Freckles.
And Spielberg's doing Ready Player.
Yeah.
Who's directing this movie?
I don't know, but I know the book costs $31.99 on Amazon if you want the hardcover, or $9.98 if you want the soft cover. Paperback.
James Consult. What's done?
He's directed The Spectacular Now.
I have this stuff, so I cannot judge him. But
I know The Spectacular Now is supposed to be very good. As was The End of the Tour.
Yes. This movie looks interesting.
Yeah.
And I will at some point.
I'm sure as well. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Teaser came out.
Yeah.
Full trailer out tonight.
Yesterday night.
No, tonight. Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was Friday for some reason.
No. So, we missed it by a day. We're not going to get to talk about the full trailer. But they did release the teaser, which appears to be the same teaser they released at the
Brazil Comic-Con or whatever.
Yeah, because it's the same description.
It looks like something from Chronicle. Do you think this is going to be in the movie?
I don't know.
It was first person, yeah.
And it looked like there's a lot of speculation online. It looks like that's the point in Civil War when he gets his... like, they edit it to make you think that that's where he gets his wings, because the wings show up in that trailer.
He had wings in Civil War?
No, but he gets a new suit in Civil War. So they're saying that's the part. He's like, what are you wearing?
And then, like, the wings are in a different part.
Yes, but okay. They edited it together to make it think that's the same scene. But
it tricked me.
People are yeah,
because it looked like he was just wearing like socks. Like
yeah,
it looked almost like the scene from the first trilogy where he goes to fight the wrestler and he's wearing like
yeah. So people are saying online that it looks like that's before Civil War. He's like, "What are you doing? Did you open the case? That's where his new suit is, which is the Civil War suit."
Yeah.
So people are saying either there's a flashback in the movie that shows that, or like that starts the movie.
Scene, yeah.
And then they go, oh, yeah, he was in Civil War. Just to remind everybody.
What if after he wears the suit, he like looks in the mirror and then he wakes up and then he was like dreaming and then he has to go to high school?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because
that would be cool to get some of that airport scene in the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Like just to show people at the start. Yeah, he's in this world with all these people. Just to give a reminder. Yeah. People. But yeah, the teaser was like 15 seconds or something.
Yeah, about.
Just like, got to see Happy Hogan.
Yep.
Which was awesome.
America's sweetheart.
Exactly. And then we got to see those web wings, and he's in Washington, jumping off the Washington Monument, and there's like a helicopter.
And he
like,
flies over the helicopter.
And it's the police.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on, but it looks awesome. I can't wait for the full trailer. You think we got to get Robert Downey Jr. the first trailer, right?
Just I'm to like gonna get predict, people no.
I think we will.
Do just we get Hannibal Buress?
I think we'll get a lot of the school stuff.
Martin Starr?
Will we get the Vulture? I don't think we'll get the Vulture.
Probably not.
I think we'll get all the teachers. Maybe not all
the teachers.
We got to get
Indian
principal.
Kid.
We got to get Jim
Flash Thompson, the Indian.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get all the all the kids. We'll get all the kids.
Zendaya?
Yeah.
Crazy.
We'll get the principal.
How long do you think this trailer is going to be?
We'll get Aunt May. Probably as long as the Guardian, like 2 minutes.
2.5.
2.5 minutes.
Okay.
That's what I'm hoping.
Okay.
I'm excited. We get new Spider-Man.
Hey, I'm excited. We saw the trailer for 50. Oh,
you,
sorry.
Well, you think this trailer is going to get more hits than Guardian?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because Guardians is the second most ever.
Guardians is popular with everyone, though.
Yeah.
Like, everyone loves Guardians.
Yeah.
People who don't know what Guardians means. Like, my parents love Guardians.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've seen the trailer or not, but
yeah, that's why I'm curious. I'm interested to see how much the numbers this trailer gets. That'll tell us a lot
about the state.
Like, people keep breaking the record.
Yeah,
because it was like Beauty and the Beast has the record right now,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
because it's like a movie everyone's seen already.
Exactly. I guess that's why. Well, because it's got the music. I mean,
I guess it has like the worst song in the movie.
I love that song.
Just joking. Are you kidding me? Something There is the best song, though.
I know, but that song, like, that's
and then
just
Belle.
Well, the actual like lyrics and stuff, but that's the song you play that's just like the background. So
then that song, and then the Gaston song.
Be Our Guest, no?
No, Be Our Guest is overplayed.
I like Be Our Guest.
Played out, man.
Come on.
Don't be a sheep.
That whole sequence is awesome. It's like all of drawers and spoons are dancing around.
Nah.
No.
Something there.
No belief in the magic of Beauty and the Beast world.
You don't know magic? People doing their day-to-day life. Nah, Belle.
Boo.
That's
reading
magic.
Reading books. Boo.
Baking eggs.
Come on.
Need half a dozen eggs. That's too much.
Yeah. That's too many eggs. Too many eggs.
Yeah, it's too many eggs.
Just can't have that many eggs.
No. 50 Shades Darker. How confused are you right now?
Very much so. I don't know if the movie has a plot. You're telling me there's this whole plot going on.
Yeah.
But by watching, I've only seen the trailers for 50 Shades of Grey and 50 Shades Darker. And there's no plot in the movie.
No.
I know, like, that's what I say I like about Marvel movies.
It's, like, shocking to me.
But now I'm just like, I don't know what they're selling me because you say there's a plot. But I don't know if that's the main... Because you tell me it gets less, like... There's more plot as the books go on or something like that. And that just is weird to me. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't know. It's weird because like, so in this one, like he comes back because after the last one, she's like, she leaves.
Yeah.
And then she goes back to him or he comes back to her and he's like, give me a chance. And then you meet the woman who like had sex with him and has made him the way he is.
Yeah. I just don't know how this is more than one movie.
There's two more. There's one more after this. Two more.
Did they already film it?
I think I think they filmed them together.
Did they, like, recast people?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I thought there was rumors they were recast.
Who?
I don't know.
They already did. Charlie Hunnam was supposed to be Christian Grey a long time ago.
I know, but I thought that after the first movie, there were, like, rumblings that they're, like, not paying people.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't speak to that.
I don't know. I never saw the movie. You should be the expert, so you're telling me no, then no.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. I cannot confirm nor deny.
You have inside information. You're just not sharing it. I know
exactly.
It. I know it.
I mean, where do you think I went when I went to quote-unquote Philadelphia? Where do you think I went?
You got to film the movie, huh?
Yeah. I was just on set like, oh my God, this is how movies are made?
I must promote this movie on my podcast.
I can't wait to watch the trailer where they interview all these people.
Where's that trailer? Well, I don't know what to tell you about Christian Grey.
Yeah.
What did my character tell you?
Well, I gave him $60 million. Of course I love him.
He's the richest man ever. I think that Citizen Kane thing could easily apply to
Fifty Shades of Grey.
I think it's very applicable.
Yeah. I'm marrying him in the White House. Like, what is going on? This is so weird.
Oh, so bizarre.
I'm so surprised you never saw that. I'm surprised at the same time I'm not.
How would I have seen that?
Yeah, that's the
when
thing.
Would you
that's,
watch a trailer? I've seen Citizen Kane. Like, if we didn't watch it, like...
I saw it in my visual communications class.
Yeah.
But I also saw porn in that class. So,
so weird. Yeah, so there you go. You're watching weird trailers and porn.
In porn.
And that's...
In class.
Yeah.
With the whole class together, not just me.
Oh, that would change a lot. And
yeah.
I think you were assaulted. If it was you alone. If you were alone in your classroom.
And he was like forced me to watch it.
Yes. I'm assuming you're not on your own, like just watching.
Just watching porn on my computer. That's what I was implying.
Okay. I was implying that you stay after class.
He's like, hey, you want to watch a movie? We'll watch a movie as a trailer. So
what he does is he starts you off with a trailer, and you're like, this is odd and weird. And then he's like, puts the porn
on.
He's like,
also it's odd and weird.
He's like, compared to that, I don't know. Which is odd and odder and weirder?
Oddly enough, now I'm comfortable.
Oddly enough, you warmed me up with the weird trailer that I'm like, this isn't as weird as that trailer was.
That was the hook. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Baywatch.
The Rock.
Super teaser.
The Rock.
You just see The Rock like coming out of water with someone in his arms.
He's like, suck it, Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
I'm way stronger than you.
And I'm way browner.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone has that hat, Make America Brown Again?
Yes, but not as widespread.
What about a hat that's like, make our president black again?
I don't think someone has that hat, no.
Is that too much of a reach?
I think that's too much.
I think make blank, blank, blank again is all you need.
That's true.
Like make.
There's like a lot of make stuff great again. Sure.
Yeah, I've seen so much. It's annoying.
Yeah, and it there for a while.
For a long time, I didn't know what MAGA meant. Like hashtag MAGA.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a hashtag.
Yeah, let's make America great again.
I'd like to go back to that world like 30 seconds ago where I didn't know that hashtag existed.
But now it's a good filter on people.
Yeah.
You just filter out that hashtag and then you never read anything negative.
Yeah, but that's how.
That's how you're informed of the other people are plotting.
That's how these fake news stories exist.
That's how you know that neo-Nazis are a problem.
Yeah. We got to know they exist.
That's crazy.
We can't stop them if we don't know they're there.
That's crazy. We talked about it last night. After the podcast about the pistachio girl.
Yes.
And she's like tweeting stuff and she got fired for her tweets because she was tweeting like anti-Semitic stuff and white nationalist stuff.
You should not do that stuff.
It's crazy.
It's weird.
If someone told me in fifth grade that, again, maybe post 9/11, seventh grade, they're like, hey, you know, neo-Nazis are going to be a big problem. I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah. You assume history, but history's not.
History is happening again.
History is...
Are we doomed to repeat? Who doesn't know about World War II? I thought that was a subject
they do.
That everyone knew about.
But they're like, it could never happen to us. That's what people always
say. That's the crazy thing.
That's why.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. This is getting really serious. But I was thinking about it the other day when I was like, okay, it happened in Greece. It happened in like... Where else? It's happened where like the national... It happened in England.
Yeah.
Where like the nationalistic white supremacists masking as nationalists.
Yeah.
Are like rising to power and stuff. And I'd always think like, oh, those are those countries. It's not going to happen in America.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yep. It's here too. It's everywhere.
But then there, some of them are getting pissed, which is my favorite thing. My favorite thing right now is when all the Donald Trump supporters are like, what? You said that you were going to change and challenge the system and you're just putting in rich billionaires in your cabinet.
Oh, are they getting mad at that?
Yeah. It's called, there's a...
Oh, that's good. I don't know any... thing anymore because I don't
you're John Snowing it right now for the next 4 years.
I just don't know. I don't trust the news. I don't like the news because the news is all messed up.
The news
up.
Is the reason that,
and it's just like I don't know what's real anymore because all the news was like the prognostications were all wrong, so now I'm like I don't know what's real, so I don't know where to get proper information. I think that's the problem everyone has.
Here it is. It's called Trump Gretz. It's a Tumblr blog. At real Donald Trump, I'm disgusted by your flip on prosecuting Clinton. I shouldn't have voted for you. You are sounding like a Republican wimp.
Yeah, but if you look at this one specifically, it's hard to tell. You don't know what percentage. Like, who knows? I can't trust it. That's really... How do I know that's not Clinton people just having, like, doing whatever? Like, I don't know. Everything's don't internet.
Oh yeah, because he like met with Al Gore. If you are pissed about that, what happened to hashtag lock her up? Can I take back my vote? You lied.
Chris Christie. Oh man,
that's my favorite thing is also having to see all these Republicans like that opposed Trump so much.
Yeah, like
eat their words, like Paul Ryan.
Well, he didn't oppose him though.
Yeah, he did. He just didn't say... Didn't. Well, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, he said he's endorsing when he's voting for
him. Paul Ryan?
Yeah. Like Mitt Romney's not.
Oh, yeah, Mitt Romney was against him, right?
Yeah.
And now he's like, oh, I'm going to get a job.
Yeah.
Ben Carson.
Yeah. But it's still like, Paul Ryan like endorsed him and stuff, but he's like, everything he says, he's like, I don't want to talk about. Like, they never want to talk about him still.
Yeah, like before he was...
Which is really weird. Because he's going to be there for a while. Got to talk.
Yeah, a lot of people regretting it. It's still great. Idiots. A lot of you.
I don't trust that.
You don't trust this?
No, I think people are just like...
But Joe Walsh is noted white supremacist.
Yeah.
Somebody please talk to President-elect Trump and explain to him how the free market works, how capitalism works, please.
He didn't say he regrets anything.
Since I voted you, this is a very Chinese, I would like to tell you how Chinese-American disappointed Taiwan was, is, and always be part of China.
Okay.
I don't know what this whole swamp thing is. What did he say about a swamp?
He wants to drain the swamp.
Of, that is Washington?
Of the corrupt people in Washington.
And then people are like, you're just part of the swamp.
Yeah.
And I was like, no shit.
He's just building the swamp.
Yeah, he's build. Make the swamp great again.
Yeah.
Make the swamp white again is what his platform is.
I think so. But I'm like, problem is you're searching on this. I feel like you could just as easily search like pro-Trump stuff and they're with him no matter what.
Yeah.
He does. It doesn't even matter.
Hail Trump. Oh, no, I've been put on a list by some Russian tweeter.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Russia's going to fuck this all.
That's a crazy thing. Mm. Do you think Russia hacked the election?
Of course.
Like, literally changed votes?
Oh, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't buy that.
How many people do you know?
I don't think our election is like
how many people do you know in Pennsylvania that voted for Trump?
I don't know anybody in Pennsylvania, really. In general, I have no idea.
Same here.
I don't know how people vote. So, I mean, Amish people, do they vote?
That's the thing I was wondering. Because I saw like a fake CNN, like there's a fake version of CNN.
Yeah. It's called CNN.
Yeah. It's called CNN. No, it's like a weird fake version, like The Onion.
Yeah.
But it's like CNN.co. Or I don't know. It was something weird. It was looked just like CNN. And it was like the Amish said they backed Trump and they're going to be the reason he wins. And it was like a few weeks before the election. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh shit. And then, and then little did I know that was actually what happened. But I don't know if the Amish voted. Because they're like, the Amish are like very staunch Christians, so it makes sense that they would back a conservative candidate.
Yeah.
But then you'd think they'd have to vote on like a Diebold machine and they'd freak out. They're like, this is the devil!
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. Well, if they do a write-in ballot, they believe in mail, right? Does the mail exist?
How is this a thing still? How is there a religion?
Yeah.
That just is like, no. I mean, I guess I'm a part of a religion that's like, hey, don't eat animals. Which is, yeah, I guess, strange.
I think that's very different than, like, electronic. Like, because
Jews on, like, Sabbath.
Because at the start of the religion, didn't electronics not exist?
Yeah, so they're like, we need to adhere. You know what? I respect Amish people. I'm going to change my opinion.
Wait, isn't that true of, like, Jewish people, though? Like, that's just doing
work. That's on the Sabbath.
That's just doing work, right? Like, but they can't turn on, like, a television or something.
No, they're not allowed to do certain things like push buttons and activate circuits and stuff.
Yeah, but the circuits is the thing, though? Like, what's the...
I think it's pushing the button. So they can, like, call a friend and be like, hey, push this button.
I know, but, like, button... Like, what if it was a button that wasn't electronic? They still can't do it?
Yeah, they can't do it.
I'm just like, I don't know.
But what kind of button is an electronic?
I don't know. I'm just saying, when the religion's invented, how does it account for new stuff like electricity?
Yeah, I was wondering about that with other religions.
Yeah. I'm like...
Like Islam. I asked about that.
Yeah.
I was like, how... If something is haram, which means like a sin, how, like, what are their policies on sexting?
Yeah, because it's like electronic.
Yeah, like are Muslim people allowed to have an Instagram? Because they're not allowed to draw pictures.
Yeah.
Are they allowed to take pictures?
I'm pretty sure they can have pictures and take pictures.
I don't think they're allowed to have, because that's like idolatry. They're very against idolatry.
But like they're not against being filmed.
They should be.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe this is the way to dismantle ISIS. Be like, look at your book.
Yeah, they have Twitter, so.
Yeah, it's like, that's weird. We should convince ISIS to be more like Amish people.
Good luck.
And be like, you know what? You guys should shun electricity.
There you go. Let's make Amish.
Let's convert ISIS to Amish.
Yeah. That's
and then
easy
we'll have
to
no
do.
Problem.
That's easy to do.
Never have to worry about a carjacking or an airplane being hijacked.
Yeah.
Because they'll fear it.
That's the thing.
You just have to worry about horse-drawn buggies and bicycles and trains.
That'll just lead us to fear the Amish. Because we'll be like, they're too much like ISIS now.
Yeah, but the Amish don't even like carry guns and stuff. That's weird.
They don't have guns?
No, it's like Mennonites that you have to worry about. Which are like reformed Amish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't worry about them.
You have to worry about those guys.
You never know who's a Mennonite.
Yeah, you never know when they might pull a gun on you.
Oh, Mennonites are always packing.
Yeah, that's what they say, right?
Of course.
Staunch believers of the Second Amendment.
Of course.
I was reading this Reddit article about, it was an Ask Reddit. Are you familiar with Ask Reddit?
Yes.
Where you just like post a question and everyone responds.
Yes.
It's like, if you, like, what is something that you believe in that is against your political preference? Mm-hmm. So if you're conservative, what's, like, the most liberal thing about you? Mm-hmm. If you're liberal, what's the most conservative thing about you?
Yeah.
And one guy's like, I'm a huge liberal, like, very liberal. But, and then he said, period, capital letters, but, comma, and then all over his letters, guns are fun. And I'm like, yeah. I agree with that guy 100%.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was like, guns are fun.
Yeah.
No, but just people, not everyone should be able to own
them. I don't think people like restricting guns are saying guns are not fun.
But what are they saying, really?
I think they don't want anybody to have fun, I guess.
Yeah, it's like some. It's like a sober person at a party saying, like, no one else should drink alcohol. That's a terrible analogy.
No.
Yeah, because, like, the analogy is that, like, guns, because, like, if I get, well, I guess I suppose I could get really drunk and then, like, strangle the sober person. but, like, for the most part, I'm only doing damage to myself. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's like a sober person coming to a house and saying no one should do heroin. But that's not true either, because guns can kill the sober person.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I guess it's like tobacco. It's like, don't smoke tobacco because it's affecting me. Like,
but it's not really. Except for like the taxes.
No. I'm saying if they're doing it
in my face.
Yeah, in my face. I'm saying, well, then going to a party and say, don't smoke in this room.
That's fair.
That's more equivalency because you're affecting both people. Well, the gun's not really affecting both, but it is. But it could, but it doesn't.
What are your views on guns, Mike?
I don't know. I don't really like guns. But who am I to tell people about guns?
As long as they're responsible with it, though.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's the same as I treat alcohol.
I just think they need a basic background check on people. I think there's too many, like, weird...
Make a database.
...weird people out there.
Yeah, I don't see what the big deal is with a database.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a database for everything else. Like, there's a database for cars.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I don't get. It's like, why not know who these people are? Like, what's the big deal about that? Like, having a list of gun... It's not like they're gonna... What could they possibly do with a list like that?
Yeah, they should go after car owners.
Yeah, like, there's a...
They should be like, you drive a Hummer H1. It's not practical. You're arrested.
Yeah. I don't get the point of that. Like,
that's a weak argument, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the thing most people agree with, too. That's the problem. It's just, it only takes a small percentage, and then a lobby, and then people vote on that one. And then people vote on that one issue. Like, some people are obsessed with it. They're like, I'm not enough anti it as much as they are obsessed with it. So that's the thing.
Which way did you vote for that one proposition?
Which one? Remember? Which one?
It was like that one where it was like ammo.
That passed over one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But is it going to change anything? See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get really into archery.
Yeah.
Start bowing motherfuckers down if they break into my house. The bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it. I was like, oh, that'd be a cool self-defense story. Is like if you like shot someone with a bow and arrow if they broke into your house.
Yeah, but the problem is the likelihood you kill them in one shot and them not getting shot off.
Yeah, exactly.
Is very
unlikely. Okay, that's a great point.
Yeah.
But also, you're not supposed to store a bow strung.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, someone has to break in your house. You have to string it.
You need a lot of time. You have to know they're in your house. Yeah. You need the time.
You have to draw it. And it's like, if it's like a 55-pound bow, which is like what you use to kill like a deer,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to hope that first shot like really injures the person.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to be get really good at it.
Because also, that's a thing where if you shoot someone, like, they say if someone breaks in your house and you shoot them, like, you should shoot to kill.
Yeah.
Because, like, not for, like, safety reasons, but for, like, lawsuit reasons.
Oh.
Because if, like, you shoot them and they get hurt, they could, like, sue you.
Yeah. That's kind of... It's pretty bad.
Because then you say it's not self-defense.
It?
Yeah, because you don't have, like...
Like, in Texas, you're good.
You could shoot someone if they're, like, standing on your grass.
Yeah.
Like, their dog could poop on your grass and you could shoot the person. Yeah. Like... But in California, you have to prove your life was at risk.
Yeah,
which is why you need to kill the person if they break into your house, because then they can't say that, like, oh, I wasn't going to hurt them.
That's true.
That's the crazy thing.
It's so messed up.
Like, I've heard people say that to me.
It's like the China thing where they hit a person with the car. They're like, you got to kill them.
Yeah, you got to kill them because you have to pay their medical bills if you only hurt them.
Exactly. But you're like...
But if you kill them, it's like $5,000 or something. And you're like, oh, I could cover that.
It's dumb. I wonder if they changed that by now, because I know that was a few years ago.
Yeah, that was like a pretty...
I feel like they have to have changed that.
But you think China really cares what we think?
No. But I'm saying, like, because... Maybe they don't mind people getting killed.
Exactly, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Do you think China cares enough about their population?
You're right.
And then...
Because they have so many damn people that it's...
Especially in a communist government, where they're like, that's feasible. Just another person we don't have to feed.
Yeah, it is feasible.
What are your thoughts on universal basic income?
I think it's a cool concept. I mean,
It makes sense with like the more automation that we're going through.
Yeah. Like I don't buy the theory that it'll make people like lazy.
Me neither.
Like I really don't think.
Because those people, if they were truly lazy, they could already sign up for like government programs that are like easily exploitable.
Yeah. So I don't really buy that.
It's crazy. Okay, I was talking because like so I order a lot of stuff from Amazon, as you know. Mm-hmm. Other people in the world, they probably know too. But I order a lot of stuff from Amazon, which means I get a lot of cardboard boxes, which means I always have to put them in my trunk, take them to work, and then I collapse them because someone comes and collects the cardboard boxes from our work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I guess they sell the cardboard or something.
Yeah.
And my coworker's like, oh yeah, my neighbor does that. Never worked a day in his life. And I'm like, you know, it's still a hustle. Like, yeah. You still have to like go out and like get all these cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's like, in the grand scheme of things, the amount of work he's putting into it,
he's not making as much as like...
He's not making as much money as you are sitting at your desk.
Yeah.
Or talking to me like about your neighbors, like jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand when people say that.
Yeah. Really just me. Because it's not a traditional job. Like, it's a job in that they're doing something.
Unless he goes to someone's house like me, and for some reason, I don't know how much these cardboard boxes are worth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting like a good amount of money off of like all this cardboard.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how people can afford anything.
Yeah. Weird how.
Some
people get by.
I mean, he lives in a trailer. But it's a trailer.
Yeah.
So I imagine his expenses aren't too high, but...
Yeah.
Just by going around collecting cardboard, you can make a living?
That seems odd, and I wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
I don't know how people get by. I mean, I guess then you get a bunch of government's help, too, I would assume.
Yeah.
On top of that, because you're not accounting for any of that.
Yeah.
The cardboard's not accounting for...
And who knows? He could be like a vet or something, getting something like that.
Yeah,
or...
you don't pay any tax.
What do you mean don't pay any tax? Like, you still have to...
You don't pay taxes. Where's your... You don't have any income, according to the government.
Well, you might, like, depending on if you're selling the cardboard to a junkyard, they could, at the end of the year, they could send you, like, a 1099, I think, is the tax form.
I assume that kind of stuff would be under the table, but maybe...
No, because the junkyard who's buying the cardboard...
Yeah.
It's in their best interest to have it on their books.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, the dude has to set up business. He has to do his taxes every year. That's a job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a job then. If you're paying taxes, you got a job.
Yeah.
Unless you're, like, getting money, like, inheriting
something. Unless he, you know what would be smart of him? If he expanded his area and then he, like, told people to do... No, it's not a good idea because then they could just go independent.
Yeah.
You make agreements with all these companies and you're like, I want to pick up your cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like get your nephews or cousins or something to go around and do it for you.
Yeah.
And then you just take a cut.
Yeah.
You can.
Then that's a real business.
That's right a real business. But then eventually your nephews thing. Are going to be, and cousins are going to be like, why am I getting my, like I could make more money. Even if it's like 20% more.
Then what you do is you tell him, okay, you find a bunch more people. I still get my cut, but then you're getting a cut from them.
Yeah, and you build a pyramid.
You build a pyramid. And then
all of a sudden, you're like Bernie Madoff, man.
Boom. Except you're doing real stuff, and you're getting...
Yeah.
It's not like you're not taking money
from... You're not taking money from them up front.
Yeah, you're not taking money from people to pay other people.
Oh.
You're just all... It's just all going up. But
like, then it's a traditional business.
Yeah, that's a real business.
That's a real business.
Because all businesses are a pyramid.
Right? Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I always wonder that because my job right now, I have very little work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so is my intention, the next step is I want more work. Right?
Guess. More,
like it's, I'm in like this weird curve.
You want more responsibility.
I want, I think. So like more responsibility, which is more work in theory.
Yeah. I guess.
So right now I'm on this curve of money and work where right now I make a decent amount of money. Well, I make a little amount of money, make less than I would like to.
Yeah.
And I have very little responsibility. So then eventually I'm going to be making more money and have more responsibility. And eventually I'm going to have even more money and more responsibility. But then eventually I'm going to get paid even more and have less responsibility.
Won't have less responsibility. You'll have less work.
Less work.
But I think there's two different
things. I'm still more responsible. Yeah.
You're just delegating more.
Exactly. So I'll have more.
But I think it's always more responsibility.
Right now,
more
I get paid even very little. I have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
Then eventually I'm going to get paid more and have less free time.
Yes.
At work when I'm on the clock.
Yeah.
So I just have to get past that hill.
You just want to get up past there and then you can delegate and get the best of both.
And have more
it'll
free time.
It'll circle back around and you'll be even to what you are kind of now.
Yeah.
Ish. Sort of.
When will that happen?
I don't know.
That's the frustrating part.
That's the unknown.
Or I'm like, how long do I have to deal with these idiots?
Hard question to answer.
Yeah. So I can't tell if it's taking a toll on my body or not, mm-hmm. but I'm starting to have like acid reflux. Mm. I can't tell if I'm just getting old.
Everything's
abusing
happening at
my
once.
Body. Or I'm just super stressed out because I deal with idiots.
I think it's everything. All of it combined. This is the problem. There's no way to like test it unless you like cut one thing out
and
then
to stop.
Like,
yeah, like, and to stop abusing my
long,
body.
It's a long-term plan. And even growing older, you can't stop.
I should probably just start going to the gym and eating healthier.
Yeah, that would probably solve
everything. Probably not drink like... Cause I think the problem is to drink too much coffee.
Yeah, which you were off for a while. And then you went
and I was
on.
Fine.
Yeah.
Actually, no. Because when I was off of coffee, I got really... Oh, no, that was right after I started drinking coffee again.
Oh, maybe it's correlation. Oh,
you're right. I was just so stressed. No, yeah. It wasn't. I was drinking coffee at that time.
Uh-huh.
When I got really sick at school. I think I had an anxiety attack. And then I was like throwing up all night.
Oh, that sucks.
And then it wasn't that bad, though, because I found out one of my classmates had, like, heart murmurs whenever he gets anxious.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's scary. Like, you could have a heart attack or something. Man. You could just die.
Yeah.
Where I'm just, like, puking, and I just don't sleep. That's not that big of a deal.
Human bodies, man.
Yeah.
They do some weird stuff.
Cars 3.
Yeah.
Let's get back on topic.
They are making Cars 3.
What do you think is going to happen to Lightning McQueen? Is he dead?
He's not dead. No.
No.
It's very intense. Trailer for like
a kids
quote unquote kids movie, and I'm like, this teaser is not going to live up to what I think I want the movie to be.
Yeah.
Because the teaser looks very intense and like gritty and hard, and like eventually they're going
to
show.
Eventually they're going to go back to Radiator Springs, and unless that place is like covered in pollution and everyone has cancer,
yeah,
I'm not excited for it.
Yeah, because I think this teaser is it's doing what it wants to do. But it's like, eventually they're going to show me some eyeballs and a face on that car. And
you know what?
The trailer was just like cars. Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. They're going to replace Lightning McQueen with an electric engine and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to go back. He's going to be all jacked. This is the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I believe it.
So he crashes. He recovers. We can make him stronger, faster, more efficient.
Mm-hmm. Bionic car.
Bionic car. They turn him electric, and he's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go show my friends at Radiator Springs.
Mm-hmm.
He gets all the way to Radiator Springs, realizes there's no charging station.
Yeah.
Dies in Radiator Springs.
Oh, damn. I would love it if Pixar had the balls. Just kill Lightning McQueen.
Kill Lightning McQueen. I mean, how much longevity can they expect out of their worst performing franchise?
Yes, but it's the highest performing in terms of merchandise sales.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Because cars are... cool.
I don't get it. No, I don't know. I was never into cars.
Like actual cars? Or the movie franchise?
Both.
I think actual cars are pretty cool.
I'm not a car person.
What are you? What drives you?
A car drives me, but that's what
a
car is.
Or do you drive
a
car?
I drive a car. I just, it's a vehicle. Gets you place to place.
Is it though?
Yeah. That's job.
That is his job.
What it's supposed to do.
But are you defined by your job, Mike?
I don't know. Probably
do you
not.
Let your job define you?
No, but I let the job of machine define the machine.
He is defining feature.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Unless, I guess, cars posits the world where cars are sentient. So maybe they're not all just cars.
Yeah.
There's something more. Maybe that I've been missing that from cars. The franchise the whole time.
What?
It's really a deeper meaning. Cars aren't cars because they drive.
And they talk. Communicate with each other.
And they talk. They also do other things.
Fall in love. I mean, fall out of love.
They do a lot of car type things too, but they also do non-car. Like, people have to announce those car races. You gotta dance. Tractor tipping. They go tractor tipping. Cars do a lot of things.
Yeah, they are performing metal bands. Yeah. They record songs.
They go to London. I think that's what
they
do in the second one.
I don't know if you include the car.
They have planes.
The shorts. Because in the shorts, Mater is like a matador, and he's like a metal singer. And
well, what they should do is expand the Cars universe where it's about a car, but not doing like something car-like, not doing racing. Like,
what do you mean? What would we do?
I don't know. Cars do, like, they must do all jobs that like humans do.
Like one guy runs. Sit at a desk?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he does. It's called the parking lot of the office. It's his cubicle.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's really weird to think about. Like, my car is doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah, true. He's just sitting there.
That just states a lot about what I do at work. I just sit there.
Yeah.
In my cubicle.
Mm-hmm.
Hope time passes by. Snapchat people. Today I helped one of my friends find a present for her sister.
Oh, cool.
That's how I spent most of my day.
Nice. But you got it accomplished.
No.
Oh, you didn't? She didn't.
Because I'm like, I bought a cool Batman print. You want to see that?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
So you accomplished two things. Well, you accomplished one. You bought the Batman print.
Yeah, that's my only accomplishment today is you didn't buying it. Is spending money. This one called the Blue Flower from Batman Begins. And he's in.
Oh, it's like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, and there's the Blue Flower. I'm excited.
That's pretty cool.
There's a variant cover, though, and I'm wondering how I get my hands on one of those. Called the League of Shadows variant.
Mm.
Or variant print. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All on fire?
Nice. Huh.
Oh. Wow. Okay, so it's not even for sale.
Oh, really? The variant?
It's the variant up there, is for sale. Like, you have to buy it in person.
Huh.
I might have to go to L.A. Is that where this place is? Hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's all the trailers.
On Netflix today, the Cuba Libre story, season one.
Hmm.
Who knows what that means? Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Which is probably going to be our shortest episode of the week.
Yeah, I think so.
Because everything's clocking in at over an hour.
Yeah, looks like.
Because there's no getting us away from... You can't keep us away from these mics.
Nope, nope. Once we start, we keep going.
Okay, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.